Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, it's Josie from Your Time with Josie. This chat room has a new bleeping sound, and I gotta turn that volume all the way down. All right. Hey, everyone in the chat room. Super excited. We have a full list here. Let's see here. Alan, Brianna loves Reba, Colt, Diane, Peanut, Ronnie Reeves fan, Tina, TJ Pink Girl, and Vicky. Hi! Hey, everyone. Hope everyone had a great week and have an awesome weekend planned. My family and I are heading out for some great Italian ice tonight. We're Italian. Hello. After the show and then off to Wisconsin for the day tomorrow. I'm super excited. Going to Wisconsin tomorrow. Okay. We have a great show for you all today. We have a fun chit-chat segment about teens acting like real vampires. You guys will find this interesting. And then the staff of KCKellyville.com will join me. Then we will have, we will do the crazy eBay items segment. This is going to be an awesome show. Feel free to call in and participate throughout the show. The call-in number is 1-646-381-4339. And I'll post it in the chat room as well for everyone. So many people in the chat room. I love it. It's busy. Let's see. So as we wait for our guests to arrive and we get this started, let's just begin our chit-chat segment. So you guys have to hear the story because, you know, I handpick all of these and I find these just hilarious. I always have ones that show my sense of humor. So on the house... On the health section of MSNBC.com, today there's a story about teens that are taking the idea of the Twilight series too far, and I mean too far, by sucking each other's blood. Yep, you heard me correct. The post is titled Love Bites, Teens Stop Sucking Each Other's Blood or You're Grounded, by Jomelle LSC. I hope I said that right. So basically, the newest teen trend is to bite each other and lick or suck the blood. And believe it or not, teens are not the only ones that may feel like they are real vampires. There are plenty of sites of adults with this sort of behavior as well. After reading this post, I was completely grossed out. Seriously. There was a quote from a blood-drinking teen that said, having that thick, warm, copper-tasting blood in my mouth is the best thing I can think of. Sometimes my boyfriend lets me feed off of him, and I let him feed off of me as well. All right. That's different. Whatever happened to going to a movie or out to dinner to eat real food, and you can order your meat, maybe a little rare if that is what you like, but you don't have to bite your date, okay? No biting the date. Now, the story goes on to talk about how dirty the human mouth is compared to even a dog or cat's mouth, and you guys know what they always are licking. So that's a really bad idea. There are even more disturbing motives behind the bites than just wanting to taste blood. In some cases, it is a way to brand another person to show ownership. Some teens report that the feeling of the bite is how they receive happiness. I say just buy me an ice cream cone and I'm happy, but that's just me. Really, it's all good. You can keep your teeth to yourself. All good. Now, now that you know I'm completely grossed out, I want to hear what you guys think. Type your thoughts in the chat room, and I'll read them on air. Before I start everything, I'm just going to give a little credit to everybody here. Before we bring out our guests, I just want to say thank you to our new sponsor, Save a Pet in Georgia. You can visit their site at www.saveapetinc.com. And then also Dunkin' Donuts in Oriole Plaza, Delray Beach, Florida, for the support in promoting Your Time with Josie. And also a special thanks to Schroeder's Ace Hardware at 837 South Westmore Myers Road in Lombard, Illinois. And as you guys know, I'm super excited to be speaking to the staff of KC Kellyville today. I'm super, super excited, and I just want to make sure that everyone gets there. So as you guys all know, Alan is the creator and founder of KCKellyville.com, which is probably the biggest Kelly Clarkson fan site. And it's amazing. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's so much fun. And so he's going to be getting a few, he's going to be getting some of the other staff, to chat with me as well and talk about the site. So just Alan, just let me know about, just let me know when all the staff has arrived and I'll just click them one by one to get them on. So
I'm here, Josie.
Let's see. Hello?
Hi, Josie.
Alan?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
And Eric's on the line, too. Hey, Eric.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Eric, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Had a good night's sleep.
Good.
Oh.
Everyone's good. I know you were super excited about the show.
Hello?
Haley.
Hello?
How are you? Hi.
Hi, Haley.
Who am I talking to?
You are talking to Alan, me, Josie, and Eric.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. So you guys are some of the staff on KCKellyville.com, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome. How's it like? What do you like to do?
I like to talk to people. I like to, about Kelly, because in my opinion, she's the greatest singer ever to live. And I've seen a lot of concerts and can actually, in my opinion, I really think that, and I've seen quite a few people perform.
Awesome, awesome. What's a Kelly Clarkson concert like?
Well, one thing is the fans, too, and I think that you go to a concert, you know, fans around you could either make it or ruin it for you, too, and the fans were just awesome.
That is so cool. I know Kelly Clarkson fans are very, very supportive, very, very supportive, and Alan, you know that, too, right?
Some are a little too supportive.
But it's a lot of fun
to
be inside, right?
You want to see fans at a concert. Haley lives in Kelly's hometown. She gets to see.
Yes, I do. Woohoo! Well, not really in her hometown, but, like, near it. So I think it counts.
It counts. It totally counts.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. What were you saying? I'm sorry.
Haley also gets to see all the fans that drive around that. Kelly.
Really? What do fans do in the hometown?
There's really not much. Wait, are you talking to me?
Yes, Haley.
I don't know. This is very difficult.
Well,
there's so many people on the
line. We know that
line.
Fans like to go to restaurants that they know Kelly has been to at least once in her life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And then they go cruising past her high school.
Awesome, awesome. Well, not awesome. It depends on how you look at it.
Yeah, it could be a little stalkish. It could be pretty cool, you know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe a little flattering, but also it could be a little creepy, too.
It could be very creepy.
Yeah. So
imagine
I got
like
a question.
Thousands of people were driving around trying to find your house.
Yeah, see? Not cool. Not cool whatsoever. But I got a question for you. When did you start, when did you create KC Kellyville?
It was created in 2003. I don't know if I should get into why it was created, because that's a long story. And it really started as a little tiny free website for a bunch of 14-year-olds, and it just built into this big monstrosity over the years.
Awesome, awesome. And so what do you guys like about Casey Kellyville? Eric, are you still on the line?
Yep. Well, I like about it because when you go on websites, there's a lot of people who turn everything into a fight, and they, you know, and a lot of them are very hostile, let me just put it that way. And Casey Kellyville, there's no hostility there. I think that's the main thing. It's the people that make a site. I mean, you could design a website, and Alan's done an awesome job, but you could design a website with all the features, everything in the world, but if the people make it bad, it's going to be bad.
Exactly.
If the people make it good, it's going to be good. And the way I see it, the people made it great.
I agree, because I sometimes go on the forums, and there's so many nice people. I've met a lot of good friends, on there. So it is a lot of fun. Everyone should join. Super cool.
Yeah, but unfortunately, you also have those few people who are part of like another fan site who don't want any other fan sites, and they'll go around just causing trouble between the fan sites, and then everybody thinks it's one fan site against another when it's really not. It's just a couple of really rotten fans who just like causing drama.
And they try to instigate.
And you have them on any site.
Yeah, I think that's for like every fan site, not just Kelly Clarkson fan. But I got a question for you guys, like a personal personal question. What's your favorite song from Kelly Clarkson? Everyone's answer.
Well, I got two of them. My Life Would Suck Without You, and the first one I've ever heard, Behind These Hazel Eyes. That's kind of the first one, so that's always going to have.
Definitely, definitely. My favorite one is probably Because of You. I love that song. Awesome.
Mine would be Because of You, and I really like Irvine, which is, the hidden track off of Chivas. Oh, wait, no. Wait, that's the last track, and then Chivas is on top of that. Sorry. Wow, okay. I just, like, woke up. But, yes, Because of You. I love Because of You. And, yeah.
And TJ likes Because of You. TJ is another staff member who's in a chat room because she's here from Australia. And
Ooh,
Vicky
hi,
from the
TJ.
UK, who's also staff, likes Because of You.
That's awesome. So in Casey Kellyville, there's staff from all over, Australia,
the UK, Holland, Croatia.
Wow. How do you choose the staff?
Very carefully.
I could see that.
Yeah, it's all about who keeps up with Kelly's career and is willing to put in a little time, because it's all volunteer and a lot of people have to work and go to school. So they actually take out of their time to do a fan site for the fans. I mean, they're not getting really anything out of it except an education on how to do a website and learning about the music business.
Definitely, definitely. And Vicky, also in the chat room, says she loves Because of You, too. Awesome. Yep.
Vicky's our babysitter of the staff. Anytime the staff gets into trouble, Vicky has to, like, take them in a corner and discipline them.
What are some other staff? And tell us a little bit about them until they arrive.
Well, there's Marie, and I wouldn't know where to start with her because she's very unique. Right now, she's like a swimmer, so she's at her swimming practice right now. She should be here later. Mm-hmm. There's Cassie, who's one of the first people ever on the site.
What?
No, I said Cassie, not Kaylee. Haley hasn't woken up yet, as you can tell.
Here's the time.
Cassie is actually in school in Texas right now. She's going to be a music manager, and she's already booked shows. She put together a concert with Graham Colton when she was in college in Pennsylvania, and that was a huge success.
Cool.
in spite of all his flights to get there being canceled, and it cost him money to do the show, he still went through with it all and had a great time.
Awesome, awesome. And then TJ Pinker on the chat room says, say something about me, Alan. That's why I want to hear what you'll say.
Okay, TJ Pink Girl, she's down in Australia. She is an Olympic class trampolinist, and she's got quite an inspiring story, as everybody will hear soon, because we're going to have her as a guest on the show.
Yeah.
She is really an amazing person, and everybody loves her. And she's also a twin, so if we lose her, there's a spare.
Awesome. Good to know. But, yeah, I really felt that her story was very inspiring. That's why I wanted her on the show. So, definitely, we'll keep you guys noted for all that. And I just woke up, too, so I'm a little blah right now. There's a lot of people in chat.
There is another staff member on the site. Well, there's a few of them. There's Art, who right now is in the stadium in Colorado watching the Rockies lose. And Josie, who's actually honorary staff.
Whoop.
And then we got Chase, who's out with her family tonight. She might be a little late. She's near Atlanta, and she has some Kelly stories of, like, when she almost gave Kelly a concussion.
Nice. That is hilarious. Well,
I know
I'm
forgetting people. There's Marin. He lives in Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't know where Croatia is, that's just north of Italy.
Ooh, fancy. That's awesome. It seems like you guys have a lot of hilarious, because I have been in the AIM chats, Alan.
Yes, you have. You were there,
yes,
with Michelle.
And
Michelle's another staffer in California, and she couldn't get away from her plans tonight. And you were there with Jenna. She's busy with something at her college. She's in college in Pennsylvania right now.
Awesome. That is super cool. I love meeting the Casey Kellyville staff, because you guys are awesome, and I am also a fan of Kelly Clarkson, so we have a lot in common.
Tina wants to know what a Kelly Clarkson concert is really like. Let's have Haley answer that one.
Well, sadly, I haven't been to one, so...
You live in her hometown, and you haven't been to a concert.
Well, okay, I had tickets, and so I had, like, really good seats, like floor seats, but then it was, like, on the My December tour, which she canceled, and so I was like, aw, and I haven't been able to get one ever since then.
Eric, you've been to a Kelly concert.
Yes. People were, it's just like they were supportive. They were jumping up and down. She jumps, they jump. Before the concert started, it was raining. There was thunder coming down, and everybody thought it was going to, she was going to cancel. And some of the fans were like, oh, no, she ain't canceling. And I guess they knew her real well, because she didn't cancel.
So she just performed in the rain?
No, it had rained before. And everybody
thinking
she was going to cancel, because it was real bad lightning and just coming down. And I was one of the few fools there without an umbrella. And she didn't end up canceling. And that made me like her even more. And her music was just, the thing about it is, what impressed me about her the most was there's a lot of people who sound great on CD, and I won't say who, but when you hear them live, you're kind of disappointed. A lot of concerts I've been to, she sounds even better live than on CD.
Oh, yeah.
She sounds even better.
There's also artists that would do what Kelly did at one of her California shows. She wasn't feeling well, and her voice was going. She wasn't happy with the show she put on, so she gave everybody there a free concert later on in the tour.
Ooh, that is cool.
Not too many artists would have done that.
Yeah, not a lot of people would have done that. Definitely. And let's see here. In the chat, Diane says she saw Kelly with Reba 3 times. Awesome, awesome.
That was a good
tour together,
show.
Like,
It wasn't just Reba and Kelly. It was Reba, Kelly, and Melissa Peterman.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Is that... No, now she's with Leanne Womack. Never mind. Oh, yeah. Definitely. But, yeah, that was... Was it, like, last year or... See, I need updates here.
That was in 2007, and there were two tours that year with Reba and Kelly.
Awesome. I bet there's a lot of screaming fans on that one.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a mix of pop and country, which
mm-hmm.
it's not that common to do a tour like that, maybe one single or something, but country's starting to mix into everything else nowadays.
Yeah. Yep, yep. But they do sound really good together. Like, Because of You, it's really good. It's one of my favorite songs. And let's see here.
And of course, several of our staff has gotten plenty of pictures with Kelly. If you go on Twitter and follow the staff, you'll see pictures of TJ with Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. They look like twins. Was that the one? They look just like twins. They were wearing the same thing?
Yeah, only Kelly isn't TJ's twin. TJ does have a twin sister. It's just not Kelly.
And she has me as a sister, so...
Yes, Haley and TJ are very close.
Awesome. That is so cool. So did you guys, like, meet each other from KC Kellyville, or did you guys know each other prior?
Actually, we met on the official fan club site. And we met about 3 years ago, so we've just been really good friends and really close. We share everything together. And
I met Bailey and TJ on a fan club, too, because I actually helped to start the fan club.
Awesome. That is super, super cool. I love the fan site. and this is a question for Alan, because I want your opinion on this. What have you learned from working on a fan site?
Fans are nuts.
Explain.
All right. You have two types of fans, well, kind of three types of fans. You have the fans that, okay, they might not like one or two songs. You don't have to like everything, and they go to the concerts and support her, and they'll go on the forums and chat and whatever, and they're good people. Then you have the totally obsessed fans, where some of them are okay, some of them just kind of go a little overboard. You learn to deal with it. Then you got the fans who don't want to understand that just because a celebrity tweeted back at you doesn't mean they're your best friend and they're going to come to your birthday party.
Nice. Really? Okay.
And then you have the crazy people in general. Like, we have a mascot on Kellyville. It's Clarky the Penguin. And I know Josie's seen pictures of the penguin in the T-shirt. And I'm not even exactly sure how. I know the story, but somehow it got invited on a live radio show with Kelly in the U.K.
Really?
Yeah.
Did she do it?
And our staff member, Marie, is actually Clarky online. And she couldn't figure out how she was going to be a penguin on live radio.
So did she do it or did she not do it?
No, she actually wasn't able to call it a UK. She didn't have long distance like that on her phone.
Oh, that stinks. That would have been fun.
Yeah, Clarky got a lot of shout-outs, though. The media section on KC Kellyville, there's a section in there with all the audio of the shout-outs from those radio shows.
That is super, super cool. And so Marie started that, right?
Yeah, Marie started Clarky. Actually, Michelle thought of Clarky. Marie just kind of ran with it because she gets bored rather easily.
Nice. But hopefully we'll be able to hear a little bit from Clarky, maybe, if she'll be able to show up.
Well, Peanut, who people think is just like a fake squirrel on Twitter and your site, but Peanut is actually a real squirrel, and there are videos of him in your forums.
Exactly.
Peanut's my little friend.
He is super cute. You guys got to check the forums. And if you guys can't get in, just register Well, if you're on forums, then you're already registered. So just go to the forums. Just go to the forums and check it out. They're awesome videos, and Alan, you are crazy. I've got to say that.
Yeah, some of the staff fights with Peanut.
You got to do the Peanut impression. Well, I got to hear from Peanut. I can't let you go until, you know.
Hey, this is Peanut.
Hi, Peanut. How are you?
I was twittering before, but Eric didn't reply to me. He always replies to me.
Eric, explain yourself.
Well, I had just woken up a half an hour ago. Slept most of the day. I didn't want to oversleep. I'd be pretty mad if I overslept and didn't make it here.
Peanut in the house. Yeah, that would be bad, by the way. Peanut in the house.
My first Twitter friend was actually TJ.
TJ was your first Twitter, or Peanut's first Twitter pal?
Yeah, she likes squirrels, and we both bounce.
Awesome! Super cool. So what do squirrels like to do?
We bury nuts.
Okay, I'm not going to go into any more details other than that. So do you like Alan?
He feeds me. We go to get donuts together.
You guys get donuts together?
When you come and visit, I'm going to show you my palm tree.
Awesome. I can't wait.
And you could meet Squirt and Squirrely. They're my friends. Squirrely's my boyfriend. He's on your site.
Really? Do they have any babies?
Yeah, Squirt's my baby.
Squirt's your baby, huh? Oh, really?
Yeah.
How old is Squirt?
Squirt likes to stand on her back legs and pretend she's a monster, but then she falls over.
Okay, that is so interesting.
You'll meet Squirt.
That is hilarious.
You'll meet me and Squirt and Squirrely. And we'll share donuts.
Brianna Rosriva has a question for Peanut.
Yes, Brianna.
Well, I'm just going to use this one. Does Peanut have any hidden talents?
I can chase my tail.
You can chase your tail? So you can chase your tail. Awesome.
I could jump about 12 feet from a dead stop.
Really?
I have birds, and I feed my birds. They live in the bush.
That is pretty impressive. Very impressive. Now, let's get back. So are you a fan of Kelly Clarkson, Peanut?
I kind of like her.
You like her? Like, really like her? Like her?
She's not a squirrel. She's no Alvin and a chipmunk.
Nice. So let's see here.
My favorite song is Because of Squirrels.
Nice. Actually, Kelly Clarkson should do that. We don't have a lot of squirrel songs nowadays.
I want Colt
really
Chambers
don't.
To write a squirrel song.
I agree. Colt, you should do that. Colt is in the chat room right now, isn't he?
Don't let Colt be on a show anymore until he writes a squirrel song.
Well, no. He is awesome, and he's in the chat room right now, right? He should call in. Colt should call in. You guys will like him.
Yeah, call in, Colt.
Yeah. Listen to Alan. Wait, Peanut left. Peanut left the building.
Yeah, she's chasing her tail.
Oh, my goodness. Haley in the chat room wrote, my life would suck without my Peanut. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Haley's
nice.
Always talking to Peanut.
Nice. Awesome.
Peanut is very popular on Twitter. All your previous guests follow Peanut.
It's true. Every single one of my guests follow Peanut. I don't know. I'm guessing he should be a mascot. Just a quick guess. I should make a little Your Time, Josie, little T-shirt for him, and then you put him on if he doesn't bite you, and then we can have him as a mascot. Oh, that'd be awesome. Anywho.
You could send Peanut a T-shirt if you have one in squirrel size.
We will work on that. I will definitely work on that.
Okay. So,
I'm calling, but some weird stuff the staff has done. Wait, what'd you say?
I'm trying to think of some weird stuff that our staff has done.
Vicky's gonna hit me.
But once she like videotaped herself pretending to be a frog and dancing.
Really?
Yeah.
Where can I find that video?
I know Chase has a copy. Maybe when she comes on, she'll share it.
Awesome.
That was right after Marie made a video of herself being a dog for 10 minutes.
For 10 minutes? How can you be a dog for like 10 minutes?
I'm telling you, we get bored at times.
That is, how can you get bored? I mean, with all that good stuff happening.
Oh, did I ever tell you how Vicky got her name changed to Becky?
No. How?
Kelly was on a radio show in the UK live, and Vicky called in, and the guy just couldn't get her name right, and she just became Becky.
Becky?
Yeah.
Cool. Nice. I actually have done a few slips like that. Like, I called one guy Paul McCartney. Remember that one? That was bad.
Yeah, you got to have Paul McCartney on the show.
I know. You sent me the link, but I doubt it.
Yeah, get Paul, and we'll get Ringo.
That'll be one popular show.
Actually, Marie, Clarky, Peanut, and Ringo are going to form a band. I'm not getting into the details. I wasn't even a part of it.
Oh, that's sad. You should have at least had, like, a little bit of a part of it.
Haley, why are you typing to me in a chat room? You're, like, on the phone.
Well, do I have any funny moments yet since I just joined the staff?
Yeah, but you've been on the site for a long time.
Yeah, but...
Okay, Haley's most recent funny moment. She couldn't find the chat room tonight. Neither could TJ.
No, I couldn't find it. It's TJ who couldn't find it. So I was like, hun, it's right below this, blah, 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 blah.
Right below the blah, 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 blah. I like that.
Yes, that's because, awesome. You know, it's just called blah, 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 blah.
Exactly. Exactly. Nice.
Hey,
nice.
Colt Chambers is on the phone. Hey, Colt.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Everybody who doesn't know Colt, this is Colt Chambers. He's a Nashville country singer.
What? Oh, yeah. But I actually do kind of want Colt to sing, but I think it. I don't know if you'll do it. Will you?
I guess so.
Do it.
I
want to hear it.
He can't sing a whole Kelly song because you know, royalties and stuff.
No.
No, I can't sing a whole song.
Kelly did a cover song that he could sing if he wants to sing "Natural Woman."
What?
Okay. All right. Rain is a good thing.
Sing
okay,
Natural
right.
Woman,
Cole. I don't know that song at all.
Yeah.
Oh,
my heart.
Man.
I don't. Sorry. But okay, I guess I'll sing Rain is a good thing for Josie. I'll sing a cappella today, so.
You're singing for
awesome.
An international audience, Cole.
An international audience? What does that mean?
Well, Vicky's in England, and TJ is in Australia.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well,
different
hi, y'all.
Area. Hi.
Okay. Anyway, it's okay. I'll sing like the first verse and chorus to write.
Awesome.
And Haley likes your accent, but she won't say it on the phone because she's shy.
I like your accent.
How do you know that she likes it?
I just put it in the chat room.
Yeah.
Vicky likes it, too, because she's British and it's different.
Okay, so, here you go.
Ready?
Get ready? Yeah. You already? Okay. My dad is famous, I'm no bad to sky. He goes, kicks the door, saying it's on its way to dry. Clouds up in the city, and the weather man complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, and whiskey makes my baby. Fill the frisky back, roll the bargain up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We haul our harness down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
Woo!
Okay.
All right.
Woohoo!
Awesome. Awesome.
Woohoo!
You got to like the country twang.
Woo!
And that was my mother.
Go mom, right?
That was my mom. Tina in the chat room.
Hey, Tina.
Yeah, so be nice to her. She's in the chat room, Tina. So, you know, if she says, you know, that's my girl, don't think she's some creeper. She's my mom.
Okay, all right.
Awesome. Okay.
Thank you, Tina.
Not in secret.
I say me and Colt have a sing-off right now.
Oh, yeah. I better be very entertaining. Do it.
Yeah, what's the sing-off?
Okay, what should I sing?
Sing? What do you like to sing? Like, what artist are you thinking?
I don't know. I like anybody, really.
You want to do...
She likes Colt now.
What?
Haley likes Colt now. And she's in Texas. She could go see his shows.
Oh, yeah. No wonder his accent sounds familiar.
Oh, Alan.
Here, okay, I got one to sing. Okay, y'all ready?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on just a second. All right, here we go. When I was younger, I saw my daddy cry and cross that wind. He broke his own heart and I watched as he tried to resemble it. And my mama swore she would never let herself forget. And that was the day that I promised I'd never sing of love that does not exist. Darling, you are the only exception. Well, you are the only exception. Well, you are the only exception. Well, you are the only exception.
There you go.
Woo, woo, nice.
That's incredible, Josie.
Nice.
Good job.
Nice.
Thank you.
Nice. Awesome. I love
Peanut's
it.
Peanut's turn.
Like this. Sing off. Yeah, Peanut's turn, and then maybe I'll go. Maybe. I think Peanut should sing a little something. What do you think?
Yes.
Bring it. He's preparing himself. Anytime now, Peanut. La, la, la.
Where's Tina at?
I don't know. Maybe he fell.
Tina, did you get shot and hang up?
Maybe. But let's see. Maybe I should sing. Maybe.
Yes.
Yes. Sing. Sing it. Sing it out.
Okay, well, I will sing Reba. Because
we got another staff member on the phone. Hi, Angel.
Oh, wait. Hey, Angel.
Oh, we lost
Hello?
Angel. We lost Angel.
This is Tina.
Hey, Tina.
Oh, hi. Hey.
Hi, Carl. I've been caught before.
What's up?
I want to hear Haley sing again.
Who was that? Was that Peanut saying that? Wait.
Yes, that was Peanut.
Peanut. Squirrel in the house.
Right now, I don't
squirrel
know.
Squirrel in the house.
So what? Who's gonna sing next?
Josie, you are.
Okay. Well, Peanut, do you want to go first?
Where am I going?
Do you want to sing first?
I get by with a little help from my squirrel.
Wow. Come on.
I ought to be in Nashville.
Yeah, you should. Actually.
My cousin
anyway.
Alvin's a singer.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like, aren't your friends Alvin and Chipmunks?
They're my cousins. Chipmunks are squirrels.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're all Hollywood.
This is the interesting, this is the most interesting show I probably did. I'm just saying. I don't even know what I'm doing right now.
It's because you're talking to the Casey Kellyville staff. Of course it's going to be interesting.
Exactly. Exactly. Definitely. This is, okay. Reba Fan Forever wants me to sing Turn on the Radio by Reba.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want me to sing a little bit of it?
Sure.
Sing, Josie, sing.
Okay, here we go. I had to put myself off speaker or else it's going to sound really weird. Okay, here we go.
No good two-time life coming out of your mouth. Cheating, mistreating games that you play brought you down. Broke my heart, tore it apart, look who's got the last laugh now. Don't you come crawling back, begging please on your knees. Baby, if you're missing me, well, you could hear me on the radio. You want to turn me on, turn on your stereo. You could sing along while they're playing our song. How you done me wrong, baby, crank it up until you blow the speakers out your Chevy truck. So listen, Romeo, when you're feeling kind of low, tell me what... Ah!
There we go.
Woohoo! That was
whoa!
Awesome!
Go, Josie!
Woo! Nice. Awesome. That was fun.
That was good.
Definitely.
Thank you. I messed up a little bit, but it's all right. It's all good. It's all good. I messed up at the end. I kind of went like,
let's have a sing-along, because I have one of Haley's favorite songs here.
You do?
Which one?
Are y'all ready, kids?
Aye, 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 aye.
I can't hear you.
Aye, 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 aye.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Be something you wish. Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish. Ready?
Hey! You cut it off! In mid-sentence. Not cool, dude. Awesome. Yeah, everyone has to sing with SpongeBob.
Yes, and Peanut needs to sing.
Woo! That's the spirit! Yup. What's this one? Because Alan put so many sound effects.
Josie, we're going to have to sing SpongeBob live one day together.
Yeah. Heck yeah. Let's do it.
I don't mean right now. I mean, like in October.
Wow, there's a lot of SpongeBobs in a chat room right now.
Yes, there are. Shaking his butt and all that.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about, shaking his behind. Nice.
Well, I sadly have to go.
You have to go? Okay, but it was fun.
Yes, it was. Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. It was so much fun. Glad you could join us.
I'm glad to. Okay, bye, guys.
Bye. Have a good one. Thing.
Oh, no. No.
Awesome. What happened?
Yeah, I have a song for you to sing, Eric.
No. I can't sing. I could sing the fleas off of animals. That's about it.
This is fun. We should all do just like this. I love singing. It's fun. I like hearing other people sing. Haley was great. And Colt, you were, well, you know, I think you're great. But yeah, it was fun.
You are good, Josie, too.
Not my best.
No, you are good.
Thank you. But Alan says, like, because, Alan, you're right. I have, like, no beat.
Alan, that
I
is rude.
It's true, though.
It's hard to sing a cappella because you're not keeping time to anything.
Yeah, it is a little bit harder to sing a cappella.
Yeah, but, you know, still. Oh, Casey fan from me just entered the room. Hi! Hello! I get so confused with these Casey fans.
All right, Eric,
Vicky
wants you to sing. Don't disappoint Vicky.
No. No, I'll get beat up then.
Yeah, it's all good. He doesn't have to if he doesn't want to. All good.
I couldn't sing to save my own life.
It's okay. It's okay. But
can
let's see here. Casey Camperi says, "Woo, okay, I'm here. I told my parents I had to be home at 8, and they took me off, and I was screaming at them the whole time." Hey, is that Chase? What the heck was that? Wow. I really gotta. I gotta keep Alan away from the sound effects. That's what that is. Yeah. Oh, except this one's my favorite.
Okay, so everybody in the chat room who hasn't answered already, what's your favorite Kelly Clarkson song?
Okay,
yeah, what's your favorite?
Well, I'm not in the chat room, but.
What's your favorite, Colt?
Because of You.
Because of You. I love that song, too.
Sing part of it. Come on, Colt. Sing it with a
me?
Twang.
Yeah.
Nah.
Sing part of it.
Mm-mm. I'd rather not.
I'd rather not. It's okay. But, okay, let's see here. So, Alan, have you ever been to a Kelly Clarkson concert?
Several of them.
How many?
I kind of lost track because I worked for the fan club at the time.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Let's see. Reba Fan Forever says her favorite is Since You've Been Gone. Since You've Been Gone. I love that song, too. And then Reba Fan Forever loves Breakaway. Awesome. Vicky says, laugh aloud, Alan, you big kid. Nice. Let's see. How do people behave at a concert? That question was from my mom in the chat room.
Most of them are just having fun, but there's one or two that, you know, they'll throw stuff on stage, which could be dangerous.
Yes,
You mean like the Justin Bieber incident?
Oh, with the water bottle?
Kinda, yeah.
I want to see us out. I thought Justin Bieber was on
there. Hit with stuffed animals and.
That was so bad.
There's been broken glass
so
on
bad.
Its stage. She actually cut
that
her foot
so
from broken glass on a stage once, and it was like the beginning of the show. And she's usually barefoot on stage, which is a singer's trick because it's hot under those lights on a stage. And so they like to go barefoot because it actually keeps you a little cooler. And she had a bloody foot the whole show.
Ouch! Not good.
That's just fans who don't think before they do something.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, but you know what? I have to get to this because there are so many fans in the chat room. I am going to give away a Kelly Clarkson prize. Ah!
Yay!
Awesome. Yay! All right, so let's see here. I am so going to... So which one should I give away first, Alan? The guitar pick or the Kelly Clarkson? Oh, man, I'm tired.
Do the picture first? Yeah.
The autograph picture. Okay. Now, everybody, I'm going to talk with this voice. Now, my professional voice. Don't make fun. Okay. Now,
I'm going to choose a lucky person from the chat room to get this amazing autograph. Where's my hat? Okay, here it is. Okay, wait.
I don't want to win an autograph because I don't have walls on my tree.
It's okay. It's okay. Let's see. Okay.
I could use a guitar. I have a cousin that plays ukulele.
What are you talking about?
My cousin Banjo. There's a picture of him on my Twitter.
Cool. Anywho, before I
want to join Colt's band.
That'll be cool. Okay. Colt's like, please get me out of this. So let's see. The lucky fan of the Kelly Clarkson autograph photo is Tweeba Kane. Congratulations, Tweeba Kane. Do the dance. Oh, wait, where's the train?
It's your time.
Oh, God, turn that off. Oh, man. Okay. There we go. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, whoever pressed that button. So, congratulations, Tweeba Kane, and now all you've got to do, Casey fan for me, do not be upset because we still have two prizes to give away. So don't worry. It's all right. It's all good. So let's see here. So the autograph photo goes to Tweeba Kane. So just email me at, oh, my goodness, I can't talk. Email me at josie@josieshow.com with where you want me to send the autograph, and I will send it ASAP. So let me type that in here.
Everybody say hi to another staff member in the chat room, Tara, and she's here from Holland. And, yes, she wears wooden shoes.
Woo, 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 woo. Hi. Is she here?
She's in the chat room.
Oh, in the chat room. Oh, well, I could be talking
from Holland.
Oh, yeah, I could be talking. Good thing you told me that. I would be talking to myself for, like, the whole show. Okay, awesome. Hi. Nice to meet you, Tweeba Kane. Yes, you won. So just email me at josie@josieshow.com on the chat room, and then I will give you your prize. Tweeba Kane, hi. Hi. Vicky says, how you doing?
Vicky's trying to talk with an American accent now.
Awesome.
Notice I said American accent because she can't do the accent.
It's all good. It's all good. That was close. And should I give away the other prize right now or should we wait? I don't know. Let's see.
You could.
I'm still
watching
away.
Vicky
I'll
try to do
one.
Her, like, she learned how to speak American from watching Friends.
Ooh, that's good. That works. That works. That definitely works. So let's see here. I am going to choose another person for the guitar pick.
Vicky's saying that she could be an American. She says trousers. Nobody in America says
trousers. I might start.
What trousers?
My trousers.
Pants. Trousers
like
or
it.
Pants, Colt?
Pants.
I hope
yeah.
you don't perform without your trousers.
Okay, I don't know all this stuff. I'm kind of, you know.
No, it's all good because I didn't know it either. My mom's over here giving me the note saying those are pants, Josie. So don't worry, it's all good. So the winner of the I'm getting so distracted by the chat room. The winner of the guitar pick is going to be Casey Fan for me. Congratulations. You could email me at the same address, josie@josieshow.com. Nobody's getting arrested, Alan. Well, I don't think. Maybe after the show. But... Casey Fan for me, congratulations. You get the guitar pick, the Kelly Clarkson guitar pick. So just email me at josie@josieshow.com. Have the link in the chat room, and I will send your prize off to you. Just email me your address on where to send it to. And awesome. So let's see here. I'll just give out the other prize, too, while I'm at it. So what's the other prize, Alan? Because I'm a little confused here. What's the other prize?
It's Your Time with Josie refrigerator magnet that you could actually write notes on with a magic marker and wipe it clean when you're done.
Awesome. Fancy. So if you want to be staring at me basically the whole time that you're writing, I'm kidding. There's no photo.
Yes, everyone should have a Josie on their refrigerator.
Yes, everyone could have a Josie on the refrigerator. That's exactly what you want to be staring at. So let's see here. Okay, what does that say? Oh, okay. The winner of this awesome, fantastical
Josie,
prize.
Josie, don't get confused because, like, the staff at Kellyville, they like confusion.
Oh, so yeah. Sorry about that. Let's see here. Because I picked two. That wouldn't be fair. There we go. Nellie for Bush gets the magnet. Yep. I keep forgetting. It's a magnet, right? It's a magnet,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How do they do that?
How do you make a magnet?
Myself. Yeah, like how do you do that? What does it
you
have?
You have
30 like,
of them.
Face,
I just haven't
logo?
Shipped them to you yet.
Well, get to it. I want to see it. It's awesome. But, yeah, cool beans. So, Nellie for Bush, you get that. So just go to josie@josieshow.com once again and email me where I should send it. Vicky, you're absolutely right. I am completely confused. So Tweeba Kane got the autograph.
Vicky's never confused. I don't understand it.
Casey Fan for me got the guitar pick, and then the magnet goes to Nellie for Bush. Got it. Let's see here.
Yeah, let's hear some stories about meeting Kelly. Eric, you met her.
Yeah.
I've never met her, no.
Not yet.
I've never actually met her. Not yet.
Does she have a restraining order on you or something?
I bet you will.
What was that?
Does she have a restraining order on you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Whatever. I'm so out of it. So who met Kelly that could come and chat and let us know how it went?
I know TJ and Vicky both met her.
Ooh. Explain, Vicky. And let's get it.
Tara's met her.
Ooh.
And Tara didn't know that much English when she met her, so I'm assuming it was interesting.
Who is Tara?
Tara is staff at Casey Kellyville, and she's in Holland. And we actually taught her a lot of English, and that's why she gets very confused.
Oh, because she's not Chase Colton. I'm sorry, it was me.
Yes, Tina, I've met her.
Who?
Tell us about it.
How?
How did you meet her and how did it go? Story time.
No, wait. I gotta send Angel the phone number to call in again.
Let me just announce it here on for everybody.
Chase
the number,
isn't
if you guys
listening
call
because
in.
She hasn't called in yet.
Oh well, here. I'll like totally give out the number for everybody now. So the number is 646-381-4339. Booyah. Super easy to remember. Awesome. So,
I'm confused because I have three computers going in my BlackBerry.
Dang. Nice. See, I have one computer, well, one laptop. My mom has another one. And then that's it. And a microphone. All good.
Okay. To answer Tina's question, I have met Kelly quite a few times. I actually, when I was helping with the fan club, I got issued my own
RAA multi-platinum award from her Breakaway album when it went multi-platinum.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I've kind of met her. And she's just like everybody else, a dorky Texas girl.
Definitely, definitely. So, yes, let's see what other kind of fun things. What could fans visiting your fan site look forward to?
Well, the message boards are the most popular thing because that's where you really talk to everybody, and people post information and updates that they get from, like, Google News. And there's a game room just like on yours.
Yay!
And they like to play. Well, on your site, there's it's just credits, but on Kellyville, they're like Kelly dollars. And people like to try to steal them from each other.
and then you could throw eggs at people's avatars. I can imagine a lot of them. I can imagine that. Casey Fan for me says, laugh aloud. Imagine if Kelly was listening to this. She would probably be laughing. Just saying. Let's see. Oh, Casey Fan for me is playing the Bloody Penguin game.
Hey,
hey,
that's your
favorite
too. That's Josie's favorite.
That is.
She likes when
I
the little penguin's
it.
Head pops off. And.
Yeah. it's the best. It's gory, but it's pretty, it's addicting.
And we've had other things on Casey Kellyville over the year. We've had Kelly's whole band come on to do live chats with the fans. We don't really do that anymore because they're all on Twitter, and you could just talk to them directly now.
Mm-hmm. Isn't social networking sites just so amazing?
Yeah, but some people could be crazy and flood you and drive you nuts.
Yes, true. And then
you have people like Colt who argues with Peanut the Squirrel.
I don't argue with him or her.
It's a her. That's why she biked you.
I just called him a him too. Sorry. No, her. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I argue with her sometimes too. I'm just playing Colt. Mine.
I love her little mentions to me.
she tries to get people to follow you.
Yes, I know. You're like, or she's like, Colt Chambers is such a rebel.
Yeah, I saw that. I was laughing.
I retweeted it.
Yeah. I think that's how I saw it, too.
And the other thing we have at Kellyville, which is also part of the fan club, and basically all the fan sites have it, is, of course, the Kelly Clarkson Street Team. And on Kellyville, it's head up by TJ.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome. And that's on Twitter, right?
Well, she does a lot of it on Twitter, but there's also a Facebook for that, in which I can't remember the link for it. And there's a part of the forum for it on Casey Kellyville. And the street team is just there to help promote Kelly when she has new albums out, which she'll have one very soon. And it's just to get people motivated to go out and buy the albums and go to her shows. And
awesome, awesome. Super, super cool. I got to tell you, what's really funny is a lot of people thought that I was having Kelly Clarkson as a guest on the show today. And I'm like, yeah, I wish. But
a lot of people just don't read things all the way through.
But this is actually a lot of fun. This is fun, guys.
Hey, you might be able to get Kelly on the show.
I don't know. Maybe. But, yeah.
You should have her on when Melissa comes and does the show.
I'll try. I could try that. That's all good. I could try that. Let's see here. Everyone is, like, telling how many followers they have now on Twitter. How many do I have? I think I have 907. Mm-hmm, almost have 1,000. Yeah.
You'll notice a lot with not just the staff of Kellyville, but the members. It's not just about Kelly. Kelly's like the common denominator, the reason why they're all together in the one place. But they also support others. Reba's a big hit, especially since Kelly toured with her. And they support Graham Colton, who's a friend of Kelly's and opened for her for two tours. They support all the artists that are out there. And that's the amazing thing about it, because a lot of fan sites for artists, it's all about just that artist.
Yeah, exactly. And I hope to get Graham Colton on, because you told me a lot about, I just have to, you know, obviously, email and click and do a lot of things to get him, but that'll be good. That'll be fun.
Tina just asks, what makes a fan site more popular than another? Really, it's just about how easy it is to find it. Of course, the longer the site's around, the further up on the search listings it goes, and that helps. Kellyville has more of a younger fan base, so a lot of the younger fans prefer Kellyville, and some of the older fans go to one of the other sites just because they like the older crowd that's there better. So it goes back and forth.
Definitely, and I find this question really good. Do you need to get approvals to put certain things on a fan site?
Actually, some things you do need approval for, but if you don't get approval, it's not like you're going to go to jail or anything. If they don't like it, they'll message you and tell you, you know, could you please take this off or whatever. On Kellyville, we have a pretty strict rule that we don't put up any concert videos, like videos people take at the concerts with their cell phones, because for one thing, it's actually not allowed. Just because they didn't get caught doesn't mean it's okay.
It's all right.
And that's a copyright violation right there. And if we put them up and they asked us to take them down, we'd take them down, but why put them up and the risk pissing them off, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But yeah, that actually is bad, because, you know, there's a lot of, people just, you can't bring, like, you know, cameras and stuff usually in concerts, you know, and there's a lot of people that sneak it, so that's not good.
And then
they post on YouTube.
We don't allow any audio from Kelly's albums or unreleased songs that leak, because as everybody knows, Kelly's had quite a lot of them leak within the last year. We don't allow any of that, even though you could find them just by doing a Google search. But, you know, that's her personal property. That's money out of her pocket that she's working for, and we just don't want to contribute to that sort of thing. And a lot of fans just don't understand. It's a matter of, this is how they make their living. If you want them to keep putting out music, they're not going to do it if they're not making money.
Yeah, exactly.
And Colt's right here. He's in the music business. He's a recording artist from Nashville, and he could tell you himself. If people went around stealing his songs and posting them everywhere, he wouldn't be getting the royalties. He wouldn't have the money to make more songs. And why would he bother if he's just going to get ripped off?
Exactly. There's really no point for it, you know?
Yeah, and artists really don't make a lot off of each individual album sold. The fact of the matter is, when they release a new album, they don't see a penny from it until it's been out for a year, so they could see how the sales went. Then they get one check from that.
Really? See, I didn't know how that worked. So, yeah, very cool.
And then the concert tours. Concerts are the same thing. People are investing money to put on a show. They want to get that money back and then some. Then the artist still has to pay the band, the crew, rental of the auditorium, the electric bill, water, the whole nine yards. So it runs into a lot of money. So that's why they want to try to sell out, even if they have to play a smaller arena. because it's the ticket sales and the merchandising that's really making the money for them.
Really? I did not even know that. KC fan for me agrees. I didn't know that either. That's just yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, Colt's right here, and he's in the business. He could tell you all of this stuff, and it's amazing what people don't want to see because they're fans and they just want a video of this show or this song, and I don't have the 99 cents to download it. Mom won't give me the credit card, and, you know, that's understandable, and it's understandable
yeah.
that fans would want this, but... On the other side of it, you have to understand from the artist side of it that 99 cents, they're not getting the 99 cents. They're lucky if they get maybe 10 cents out of it, and it all has to add up. And if everybody's getting it for free, where's their money coming from?
And the money you do get goes towards production and everything of the song.
Right, and mm-hmm. then it goes right back into the next project.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a full-time business. Artists don't work 9 to 5. They work 24/7. They just go out in public with their friends. A fan could come up to them, and all of a sudden they have to be the celebrity and put on a persona and be nice in spite of what they're actually thinking or if they don't want to be bothered. Any artist that's going to be like, well, I'm not in the mood right now, I'm with my friends, get away from me, they're just not doing their job.
Yeah. True. definitely. Well, that was awesome, and I had so much fun with this whole thing, but you know what? I'm craving Italian ice right now. I'm just saying, I'm thinking about it, and this was, like, so much fun, though, and thank you guys so much, everyone that called in. I had a great time, and Alan, thank you so much, and Colt, thank you super, super so much. Thank you, everybody. It was awesome.
Oh, no problem. And I'll be back next week because I'm actually part of this show.
Exactly. He is, for everyone that doesn't know, Alan is the web designer on Your Time with Josie. And he's also a friend to the show, of course. And I love KCKellyville.com. And he is
And
awesome,
all the Kelly
so
fans
awesome.
Listening should tune in every week because, as Josie's going to announce in a minute, there's actual celebrities that – interview almost every week live on the air, and you could call in and talk to them. Next week there's a singer, songwriter, and actress who's rather popular.
Yes, and I will actually mention that now before I go on to this. On October 1st, 2010, next Friday, is Brooke Schur, as you said, singer, songwriter, actress. She is so talented. She's going to update on us. She was actually a previous guest. She's going to come on to update on all of her new adventures that she's doing, and that'll be super fun. And then on October 8th, 2010, this will be
hey,
a super fun show because
Josie, there's another staff member just called in. Everybody say hi to Chase.
Chase, how are you doing?
Hi,
Chase,
you're on.
Hello.
I hear her giggling.
Is she there?
Chase.
It's okay. We'll try. awesome. But it was fun. And then let's see, on the anniversary show. It's a look back at for a special surprise guest and tons of fun. It'll be super fun. October 15, I have Eric Davenport, who is a singer. On October 22nd, I will be live from Georgia with Colt Chambers. woohoo! And then on October 29th, by the way, I'm super excited to go to Georgia. Anywho, also Colt is a prior guest and a friend of the show as well. And on October 29th, I have Chelsea Ray, an amazing singer, and it's our Halloween special. So, yeah, check it out. It'll be super fun. Now we got to do, before we go, crazy items sold on eBay. Woohoo! So let's see here. Oh, here we go. Now, the number one crazy item was water that was said to have been left in a cup by Elvis sold for $455. And then a 10-year-old posted a cheese sandwich that had the image of the Virgin Mary on it, and it went for $28,000. And that's all for now, but we will have more for next Friday, some fun ones. And also don't forget to get your Your Time Josie caps and T-shirts on our website's online store, and more merchandise will be available soon. And if there's something special you would also like to see featured on our show, just email me at josie@josieshow.com and check it out. Is Chase still there?
No, I think we lost her.
Oh, we'll definitely, she can call in anytime on the show, not just for today. She could always call in and surprise me on the anniversary show.
Yeah.
And exactly. So I gotta Twitter her because I have a Twitter account. So I will definitely message her so she could join the anniversary special, which will be super fun.
Everyone can call in on the show.
That is the end of the show. Thank you, Peanut.
We should have anniversary cupcakes.
Yes, there's even a cupcake. Thank you so much, Peanut and Alan and all the other staff on kckellyville.com, Haley, who called in, Eric, who called in, Colt, of course, everyone in the chat room. Thank you guys so, so much. And also, shout out to Chase. I'm so sorry we couldn't get to you. But you can call in anytime, especially you can call on the anniversary show. That'll be exciting. And so I will talk to you guys all soon. Bye, guys. Thank you.
Bye, Josie.
Bye, Josie.
Bye. Bye.
This is Your Time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.